Greetings, people of Earth. My name is Rob Wieland. I am an author, game designer, and professional nerd. Tonight, I am the host of Theater of the Mind Players, your friendly neighborhood actual play stream. We are in the middle of a game of Cortex Heist to celebrate my comic book, Girls Heist Out.
It's super cool.
That is
allegedly super cool.
Oh, you wrote it and you've read it. It's cool.
Actually, I denote my author copy because I wrote author copy, do not eat.
Rob signed my copy. Special.
I signed your copy, hush.
And if you come and see me at any of the convention appearances that I make, I will sign your copy as well.
Then it can be special.
Just like ours. So we are playing a leverage style heist featuring the ladies of Theater of the Mind Players. And when we left our heist crew at the end of last session, Jenny's character laid out this wonderful stream of BS about Himalayan yak crystals that you need to go back and listen to. And then she whiffed the roll. Not only did she whiff the roll, she also did it by rolling ones, which are hitches, which I was able to turn into a complication called Wise to Mary's Lies.
Mary Margaret.
Because
where's your God now?
Because after you lay it out, Brooke asks you, is Hypatia still the chief monk at that monastery?
He's Why
does she know where the yak crystals that we made up came from?
Because the last time I visited there, he seemed rather ill.
I did not have the good fortune to cross paths.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I really appreciate it. I'm going to put it... I don't know my schedule, unfortunately, because so many people ask so much of me. So I have to run it past my people, but we will be in touch if I'm able to make it.
Absolutely. It's an honor just for you to have given me the 30 seconds to give you my pitch.
We cut back to the gym where I think you're hitting the heavy bag now.
Yeah. Get on here. I'm going to give you a ride across the room. Bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam. I'm holding the heavy bag for her this time.
And
straighten your wrist, sister.
I work in profanity the way an artist works in oil. Now is the time.
So social media campaigns.
I want her to
kick it.
Whip it?
Good?
Real good.
Only I had the power for her to change places with her daughter.
Ooh.
I don't think there's a good way to do that.
No.
I mean, the Russians did some experiments in the 50s, but that was with dogs.
Why don't we call in some favors with Jimmy? He's got a conscience.
Jim, he's got a conscience, but Jimmy asked us to leave him out of his family, out of this beast.
His family!
Jimmy ain't never said we couldn't go for Brooke.
Well, why don't we ask Jimmy
to bring Brooke? We show him the proof.
Yeah.
It's in the pudding.
We show him the proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And once there's proof, maybe we make a little presentation about one of the extra special children in need.
Exactly.
Girl, that's cold.
I'm mad.
I mean, I get it, but damn.
Here for it.
Should we invite the dad?
Ooh, no. No. That would... She'd see him, and then she'd know.
We want the bitch to know, right?
No. Not until we already strike.
Oh, okay. He could be the special guest?
He could be a special guest at the end.
He could talk about the daughter.
The gay team could bring him in.
The gay team could bring him in.
And maybe Gracie can get the royal treatment.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. The gay team could make over Gracie.
Ah, I love it!
So we're going to Jimmy.
First Jimmy.
Well, first you gotta get the stuff.
We gotta get the proof.
We gotta get the stuff.
Oh yeah.
That so actually... go ahead and give me that hacking roll. How you doing this, kiddo? Mm-hmm.
Fucking kind of hard, because... Oh,
what's your approach here?
Actually... Okay. All we need to do is... get into an ER. Y'all need to dress up like... You need to dress up like doctors.
Oh, these are things I'm good at.
I can just put on my hat.
Get me near a computer that's already been logged into.
Uh-huh. I'll spring a clipboard. It'll be fine.
Get your clipboard.
Because honestly...
Has Gracie had any tests yet?
She has to have had some kind of testing, or they wouldn't know.
She's got
a record.
Well, maybe Dad can just hand him over.
Oh yeah, we could do something not illegal. Shit.
We could just call Randy back up.
Yeah. Shit. I'm not good with people on phones.
What skill would that be?
Good with people on phones.
I mean, if we want it to be really awkward, I could do it.
I need to think about this for a second.
Otherwise, I mean, yeah, we could just break into a hospital, though.
Because they will have given him all of the test results on a thumb drive anyway, so that he could take it to anybody for any number of second opinions. But if Jimmy's been blocking that, then Jimmy needs to see what he's been blocking.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Jimmy hasn't been blocking anything.
Jimmy came and said you don't take her.
He says we don't fuck with his family.
Well, right. No. But didn't Randy say that Jimmy came to visit him?
Said,
you ain't going to do nothing about this?
That did happen.
Jimmy didn't know that Brooke had a daughter.
And forgive me, maybe did I get this note wrong? But Jimmy Cricket visited Dad at some point.
He did do that.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
Threatened him, but we don't know why.
Okay.
So either Dad is lying to us or Jimmy's lying to us.
Probably Jimmy.
See, I'm leaning towards Dad.
Why would he lie to us?
Because he's the best at it. No, I'm sorry. That was terrible. No, I think we just misunderstood that.
Yeah.
He just said it was threatened. He was threatened.
He was threatened to some... Okay.
He never said anything specific about
it. I bet you Brooke probably just told Jimmy, oh, well, Randy's trying to spread my whatever.
My chakras.
Yeah.
Well,
let's just call Randy up, see if we can get the paperwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we steal from the hospital.
I will call Randy.
Okay.
Ring, ring.
You get his voicemail. Again. And then again.
Uh-huh.
And then again.
Uh-huh. Oh, God, have we been played?
Oh, my God.
Or did Brooke do something to him? Can we... trace him?
Oh my god, does the child even exist?
We saw her.
You saw the kid.
But was it really their kid?
Oh god. Okay, can we trace him somehow? Can you do a tracker on his phone?
Credit card, sure.
Also that.
Okay, give me a hacker roll here.
Hacker.
Let me set the stakes.
Never leave the fan at D8.
Who connected us with him?
Never at D10.
I think he was
found us.
Yeah, he found us. Because this is what we do.
11.
The fuck is that from?
That YouTube video of the Scottish guy in the voice-controlled elevator.
Oh, shit, yeah, that's okay. Funny. 11.
11.
What do I need to beat it by to make it all
just
awesome?
One.
By 5.
16. Oh, I don't have any thing.
I would like to outsource all my rolling to you.
I'm so proud of you, Tiny Dice. So proud of you, Shiny Tiny Dice. Shiny Tiny Dice.
Normally, by this point, I would have gone through 4 sets of dice. The Labradorite is working for me.
Mm. Okay. Not only do you have a tracer, but you can basically turn on the phone so that you can hear what's going on.
Oh, God, I love it.
So what's going on?
Such a tech hard on right now.
Brooke, you're being unreasonable. Just, I don't know why we need to shut up. I know that you sent those, that you're planning something.
Shit, I got him in trouble.
What are you talking about? That nice little old lady that barged her way into my dinner with Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Some of your boys told me about her. How she likes to run cons on the outside.
I mean,
yeah.
Like,
the whole thing about that thing.
Fish you old.
I do.
So, what are you trying to pull, huh? Brooke, you know Gracie is sick. I just want to help her. I just need you to help her. And I will. Just as soon as we finish this, and we hear the car stop, and the door open up. In the trunk. Randy, get the shovel. What
okay,
do you do?
We gotta bust in there. Now, you've got a tracker on it. Let's fucking go.
They killed Jimmy.
No, they're making Randy dig his own grave.
No, dude, they killed Jimmy.
I mean, it's one or the other. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, oh, okay. So I wasn't sure if he was on the phone. Was he on the phone with Brooke or is he in the car with Brooke?
Randy, we were listening.
You're listening to Randy talk to Brooke. That was a conversation between Randy and Brooke.
We basically turned on his phone so we could hear what was going on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But
in proximity of the phone.
Okay.
Okay, how you getting out there?
The van. Or helicopter. Can we helicopter?
Let me get my gun.
Does the gay team not have
they're a confetti
they bought
cannon.
The van from the same place. Why do you think that
I just figured
that
I'd
Sarah
check.
Knows who
I just
this,
figured
this,
I'd but... check. It's the A team.
Okay, so
it's a rainbow helicopter.
Is your last distinction, I'm an excellent driver?
Yes.
Okay. So give me your approach, and I think this is actually going to go off of Hacker here. Because it is technically technical.
Okay. I'm going to go with precise. Because I need to follow directions.
Mm-hmm.
And go with Hacker. And talent is... What is talent? Is that a D8?
Distinction is either a D8 or a D4 and a...
Is that a distinction or a D8, or a talent? For I'm an excellent driver.
Well...
Are we being sarcastic?
No. Well, if it's a talent, then... It should be something that either you spend a plot point to get. It should be something that you get an extra dice based on. You know, I think maybe if it's a talent, you would need to find a different distinction to use here.
Okay.
Actually, never get out of the van works perfectly. So let's make it a talent.
Okay.
So basically take another D6.
Okay.
To represent your van.
Okay. Her name is Sheila.
Oh, or is it She-Ra?
No, it's got to be something kawaii, like Super Go Fam Fam Vroom or something like that.
Dude, Sheila. Sheila's a red versus blue reference.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Sheila, no.
So let me set the stakes here. Sheila, things are pretty
go.
Tense.
Sheila, go.
You're sure it shouldn't be She-Ra?
Right?
Uh-oh. You're sure it shouldn't be She-Ra?
Are you using any assets here?
What do we have?
Jimmy's the got siphon money. Virus? Jimmy's got a conscience, I think, might work here.
Jimmy's got a conscience,
so
yeah.
Take another D8.
Okay. Are we just blowing? Yeah, are we just blowing Jimmy?
So let me set the stakes here. 6, and I did roll a 1. Man.
Wow.
These guys are out of practice. Because these are the dice that I used to run Firefly demos with, and they never betrayed me like this. Yeah. They're mad at me because I haven't run Firefly in like 5 years.
Fuck, what did you roll?
6.
Oh, Jesus. I got a 15.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
So I get a free thing, right?
I think what you get is
bust in their fist blazing.
He's old.
So Sheila pulls up to the site, and you are shocked when you get there that there is gunfire happening.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Where basically on one side you have Jimmy's boys, and on the other side you have some goons that are loyal to Brooke.
What?
Nice.
Damn, talk about a breakup.
We pulled in Jimmy.
Oh yeah, we did.
Yeah.
No, we did.
Yeah.
I like Jimmy. Can I make Jimmy my boyfriend now?
As my mates fall you can
get that.
Yeah.
You can get that fanfic only if you become a
patron exclusive.
Damn.
As we AO3, roll up, then can we?
And
just...
your heroic success means that when you pull up, Randy runs directly to the van and like dives in, and is like, I didn't realize she was trying to take over.
What?
She's trying to take over Jimmy's business. That's what this was all about.
Oh, that dumb bitch.
She's going mob.
She's too pretty to go mob.
Pink, pink, pink. As bullets start striking.
She's 100% only on the inside.
Let's hit this.
Okay, how are you attacking?
You have that thing that I gave you?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
A machine gun that pops out of the top of my van?
It's a slingshot for those yak stones.
yak stones. Could it be instead?
Like, Tony really looks like she wants to punch something.
You're making the fucking Stallone reference. You're making it a Stallone reference,
aren't you? It can be the exploding arrow tips from Rambo 2, First Blood Part 2.
Okay. Fine.
Can it?
Sure.
Yes!
Can I have the exclusive arrow, please?
I think as we pull up, I grab a strip of whatever red fabric is around, and I shred it and tie it around my head, and then I grab the bow and arrow that you... What?
You just ripped my favorite relaxing kimono!
I'll buy you a new one!
Okay. Fuck him up, girl! Fuck him up!
And then we screw on the exploding arrowheads and...
Press the button.
Okay. So, can I make a suggestion for your third distinction? Guns are for suckers.
Yes.
What's the flashback here to...
I think the flashback is to me forcing her to sit down and watch Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Well, I think Randy's like, do you guys have guns or something? And you're like, even better.
We don't need guns.
Well, I pull the bowstring and then the flashback kicks in.
The flashback kicks in. It's not that you made her watch Rambo First Blood. It's like a series of like her in different outfits because you made her watch First Blood like every day for 2 weeks until she got the exploding arrows just right.
I usually just say, yeah, I've seen it. And then that's it.
I'm a really bad liar.
And I think later you're like making the arrows, and she walks by and she's like, "I just told her I've seen it." Or like, motherfucker,
she's a really bad liar. Okay,
that's not a bad thing, sweetie.
What was your favorite part?
All of it.
Yes.
You know where that guy got shot, or the arrow exploded
with the Rambos.
There's only ever one.
Yeah, the good one with the bandana thing.
Yeah, when he first gets it and then Ko rips it off of her. Okay, yeah, that is a good part.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Okay. So each of these D8s represents one of Brooke's goons.
Oh my god. Did she get like 3 goons?
4.
Ugh.
So this is going to be goons? Bold.
I'm gonna spend my other plot point.
I'm going to do guns are for suckers for a D8.
In 18 are the stakes.
Hitter, which is a D8.
Do you have that one thing? Does that give her a thing?
Yes. It gives her a D8. Did you spend
another
the plot
D8.
Point?
What?
Did you spend the plot point for it?
Oh, I don't have a plot point for it.
Oh, can I spend a plot point for it?
Sure.
So I will
be rolling.
You
made her watch Rambo 12 times.
Which D8?
Still never
seen
Rambo.
Do I add to this party?
Which was worse, Sarah? Watching Rambo 12 times or the fact that she made you write a term paper about it?
Term papers are no problems. I just like copy and pasted Wikipedia.
All right. I'm rolling 1d10 and 3d8s.
Okay.
I believe in you.
That would be a 13.
Okay. Do you have other dice that you can add in?
Because
you're looking at an 18 right now. Do you have any plot points that you can...
No, yes. I just...
I'm praying for you real hard.
What?
I am
what
one are, with the force, and the force is with me.
What dice do you have left that you haven't added? Because you kept the 2.
Well, there's another 5.
So that would bring you
4,
to
18.
Oh, you got to beat it, though.
Okay, so you have 13 right now.
Mm-hmm.
What was the 4? 4?
Yeah, I have a 4 five,
to 5. So we've... Oh, should that be all of the plot points, though?
Mm-hmm.
We can make the plot points happen more.
Mm-hmm.
But that will require a sacrifice on your point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have a second one? Well, that changes things now, doesn't it?
Does?
Because now you can keep 2 extra dice.
So 22?
You're going to heaven, sister.
She's praying really, really hard.
Oh man.
So what do you do to help her land this amazing shot?
Do you have a rosary in your pocket that I can tie to the end of the
always?
Or more accurately, you're probably spotting her with a
yeah.
You're as, probably at spotting
this point,
her
at
with
this point, what I'm doing is I am steadying you while she is driving the van.
In circles.
Yep.
Scream!
I learned this in they said it.
They look baby clothes.
Do you have a distinction slot left?
I do.
Do you want? I learned this in NOM.
I don't know if we should really be laughing at that.
No, as a positive way, I like
I
like the flashback. Is you did try to get her to watch Rambo, and she just looked at you and was like, I lived it. And you were like,
All right, okay.
Shunk. Boom.
Dude's flying in the air in slow motion. It's about right.
Okay.
Was that good enough for you? Was that Rambo enough for you?
It was pretty Rambo. It was pretty Rambo.
Damn right. Rambo.
Rambo.
You either live for something or you die for nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's a quote, right?
Okay. All right. So the last thing we got to do is
she mumbles it while she's hitting the bag. Just listen.
No, that one's, you're gonna eat lightning, pump, pump, and you're gonna crap thunder.
That's the boxing movie.
Yeah.
Now we do the wrap-up flashback, which is the part of the heist movie where the Mark is like, you thought you got me, but actually you didn't. And then the crew is like, yeah, actually we did.
So here's what actually happened.
Basically. because Brooke is standing there, even with the even with the burning car of the goons that she had, the mafia guys that she had brought to her side, she just snarls at you and says, "You don't think that I'm gonna get away with this? I got money, I got lawyers, I got guns, I have everything that I need to get out of this."
If you keep snarling like that, you're going to get wrinkles. You should try some of your crystals.
You know what you don't have anymore?
Your daughter.
So what happens is, the way that this works is each of you is going to narrate a flashback of, this is what I was doing while everybody else was on camera to secure the good ending, and then you make a roll, and then I make a roll, and if you succeed, you get an asset that you can use for the wrap-up roll, which is made by the mastermind. And that's basically it. And if you make that wrap-up roll, the bad guy is taken care of and everybody walks away happy. If you don't, they get away for now. And then, of course, we have to have a sequel, which I'm sure nobody here wants to have to deal with.
No, it'd be awful.
I know what I want to do.
All right, so what is your flashback role?
I want to basically get Brooke's lawyers on our payroll.
Okay.
Yeah.
Via, oh, wait, no.
Friends in Places.
Okay, so go ahead and make that, because you set the stakes, and then
So I think for starters, that's clever, so that's a D10. Friends and Places, I'm going to go ahead and take it an 8.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's definitely a mastermind role, so that's another D10. And I guess that's also, it.
Did you say clever or bold?
Clever.
Because I feel like it might also work as bold, because
They're both a D10.
Well, all right.
I am clever and bold.
It is. Tony's like, that is why she's my favorite character.
Yes.
It literally says it on the sheet. I'm going to. Okay, so you roll and set the stakes, and then I have to just see if I can.
All right, come on, 3D10s. No, 2d10s and a d8.
Not bad.
It's okay. I got a 10.
A 10 total? Okay.
10 total. No ones, though.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, so she's rich, so she's going to get a d12 on this.
Fuck.
I think, yeah, we're going to do d12, d6, d8. You got a 10?
Yes.
So I got to get an 11?
Yes. No!
And I do.
But he rolled the 1.
Right, but nobody has any plot points left, right?
Fuck ass.
No.
We're out of plot points. I did not buy off the lawyer.
You tell me how you fail. Like, you walk in and you're like, what was your plan to get them to flip on her?
I think maybe I went through Chad.
yeah, that was your first fucking issue.
Yeah, I know. That's why I failed. You know, I was
well, that's the thing is Chad's like, no, I got this. I got this.
Let me give you some tit coin.
Yeah, and he's like, they're in. I just gave them like $300,000 worth of tit coin, so they got you.
And I walk in the office and I sit down and I'm like, all right, so here's what's gonna happen. And they're like, who the fuck are you? Oh, well, I'm Rosie the Riveter Cotton. You've heard of me, I'm sure. No? No. Wait, one? Nothing?
Are you the tit coin lady?
No.
Yeah, like you can't. You just cannot.
No, that's not me.
Okay.
Who's one next? Time I really needed you, Labradorite Dice.
Do you want to go?
I could.
You can go.
Does the DA sit in on any of my poker games?
Ah.
The what?
Oh.
I'm sorry?
Does the DA sit in on any of my poker games?
Oh, yeah.
Girl, I got a great, yeah. That works perfectly with what I'm thinking.
So, okay, so there's this 4. Oh, don't tell me I'm out. No, okay, this for the grifter. And then, I'm wondering which approach. Is that bold? Is it, or is that powerful? Or is it?
I think having the DA in your a poker game is pretty powerful.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Powerful AF.
Yo.
Okay, so we'll do 8 for that, and 4. Okay, 4 or none. We'll go with that.
Yeah, because who else would you trust to run a poker game?
Right.
Definitely not a nun. I mean, I don't know what the kind of experiences y'all have had with nuns, but I wouldn't okay. do it.
So, got a d10 and 2d8s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is a little more better. I got, oh, okay. Well, maybe not as much better as I thought it was. I got an 11, but I also got a 1.
Okay. Oh, no.
Well,
oh,
that is a 6.
Hey, you beat by 5.
That doesn't matter with this stuff.
Damn it!
Actually, yes, it does. We'll come back in a second. So, the flashback is we've been trying to nail her to the wall for years. Do you know how many lawsuits that people who have bought her products have filed and then dropped on her?
Wow. I mean, that part doesn't surprise me, but that gave her the gumption to try and take over any portion of the mob? Like, what? Money doesn't make you smart.
No, definitely not. Hey, I hate to say it, but I'm a little short this week. Can I owe you?
I got you.
All right. What's your flashback? So what this means is when she makes her her mastermind roll, basically if you succeed, you get a D6. But because you rolled 5 over, you're going to get a D8.
three letters. CPS.
Hey!
Ooh, okay.
So I'm basically going to call CPS and forward them.
211 here in Wisconsin.
So, yeah. Just basically being like, she's the primary custody. She's not providing medical service to save this girl's life. Blah, blah, blah. Here's the medical records. Yada, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And I guess it's going to be hacking, never leave the van, and clever.
Okay. It's going to be a crap roll for her because...
she has no bureaucracy ballin'.
Wow, she don't care about her kid?
Hmm.
Well, yeah. So that...
So that. Dumb. She is so dumb.
So roll it. Well, so when I make a mark, I basically give them two strong traits and two weak traits. And one of the weak traits is malpractice and the fact that so many people are
17.
Yeah. I don't even think that's possible.
I literally cannot do that. But let's see. Oh, oh. Oh. Okay. So that means, Tawny, because not only did you find the records about Gracie, but you found all of those lawsuits that have been pinging at her that have been. Basically, they get filed and then they magically get dropped after, you know, 2 weeks or something. And oh, even better. I like this even better. The flashback is you're typing and there's a knock on the van door.
Yes.
It's Jimmy.
What's up, Jimmy? Come on in.
No, I got a thing I got to get to.
Can you please open the door? It's okay.
Well, he opens the door and he hands you a thick file.
Girl, what is this?
We got a conscience!
Some of those people if she kept that kid from me, she asked me to take care of these people too, and I'm awful sorry about that. So if you're going to take her down, these people are going to help you do that because, you know, what can I say? I was in love and you do stupid things in when you're in love. Like you send people to go talk to people to make sure that they don't keep their lawsuits going.
You want to go to dinner sometime, Jimmy? Or coffee, or a walk, or a chat, or
yeah, no, we can maybe after, you know.
Oh yeah, like yeah. After stuff.
No, after stuff. That'd be great. Yeah.
I heard your mom makes a great bolognese. Is that how it says? I mean, I don't have to.
It's good for now.
Okay.
All right, yeah, we'll deal with that.
Okay.
All right. So, what you're gonna do is you're gonna get together your pool of mastermind, whatever approach you think works best here.
Clever?
Yeah, I think clever.
Yeah, clever. What distinction works best here?
Smart and she looks.
Mm-hmm. You're going to take your the assets that you have that are remaining, so the siphon virus and the gay team. I'm just going to call it the gay team.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. We love the gay and team. And a D10 for the siphon virus?
Yep. And a D8. For her flashback, a D8 for her flashback. I mean, they could roll it too if you really want them to, but.
You don't want me to.
And a 10 for my mastermind. Did I put that in already?
Possibly.
You should have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 dice.
Okay, I have 7 dice. Okay. Jesus. I don't want to stop shaking them.
Because that means I have to count them.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Top two?
Top two, unless you have points to...
I got a 17.
All right. I'm taking all of her traits, which are 2d12, 2d4, a d8, and a d8 because she's wise to Mary's lies. I have one plot point remaining.
Oh, man, that's a real shit roll.
And it sucked donkey balls.
I'm so okay with this.
Yeah, that's like super bad.
Like,
wow.
Well, when one of your ones is on a d12, that's ne'er a good sign.
No.
Yeah, dude.
So that's a 10, even if I could buy it up to, would be a 13.
A 13, yeah. I still got you by 4.
Still got me by 4. So.
Labradorite dice!
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. Is she arrested, or does Jimmy take care of her?
Ooh.
I think she'd be better served.
Oh. Does she totally get Britney Spears and, like, they put her under conservatory and, like, she just totally...
Oh, no. I shouldn't do that to anybody.
She's not diminished. She's evil. And remember,
she should go to prison.
Kismet was then and karma is now.
She should go to prison, but the DA is not going to give her any sort of deal in like a corporate whatever nonsense prison.
I feel
prison.
Like this is
like real prison.
Federal.
She's going to big boy prison.
Yeah, the Fed pen.
Okay.
This is not she gets to knit and do yoga.
No.
So I think we cut to the to Rosie's gym, where we watch as Brooke is, you know, being led down the steps as you know, as questions are being peppered at her, because once the lawsuits were revealed and the intimidation, you know, that really nails her public image. You know, I think it's a mixed loop of her, you know, like covering her face with her paperwork, and then mixed with, you know, her from her dance video for Rainbow Candy, where she's like, where she's almost kissing all the other girl dancers, but then being like, no, I can't. I really can't. And then the camera pans down to Randy, who is standing behind the heavy bag, and Gracie is going at it.
Oh, yeah!
Yes!
And he's like, I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything.
Do you have anything to say, Gracie? And she puts up her dukes and says, Who's next?
Oh, me. Come on, let's go.
Free membership for life.
And she starts smacking at your hands. And Mary Margaret is pulled back from the doorway and kind of watching. And Jimmy walks, comes in frame and says, "You know, I've been thinking.
Yeah?
I've done a lot of bad things in my life.
Yeah.
Pissed off a lot of the wrong people. Made a lot of bad people rich and a lot of good people suffer. You want to help me take... you want to help me with my confession?"
Well, as long as that's starting with the... As long as that's starting with the first round on you... I think we can talk.
I can give you some names, and we'll go from there.
All right. You just keep a smile on your mama's face.
This will be the best news she's heard in years. And the camera drifts back up as we look out over the Las Vegas skyline. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a fantastic Cortex heist game. I'd like to thank everybody here for helping me promote my book, which I am so happy that it is out this year. It has been a endeavor of over 6 years, and I'm very excited that you get to see it and hold it in your hands. I hope you run out and buy it. And I'm very happy to once again share this table and this stage with these fine performers who made this a blast to play. I think that I'm always leverage is a fun style of game because you get to be bad guys to worse people, and there ain't nothing better feeling than that. Like everybody loves to be Robin Hood just a little bit.
Yeah, sorry.
True.
So hopefully if you enjoy this, let us know. We will consider revisiting it at some point. We'll see. I mean, we have so many wonderful games that we're playing. But thank you all for tuning in and watching us play this. So, for Theater of the Mind players, we are
Tawny P. Thompson,
Sarah Babe,
Jenny Higgins,
and as always, our Lord of the Board,
Brad Davies.
From all of us here at Theater of the Mind players, this is Rob Whelan saying, just repeat to yourself, it's only a game. I should really just relax.
Hey friends, it's Tawny Thompson coming at you here. Thank you so much for joining us for this very special edition of TMP. Today we are playing the Leverage role-playing game in support of Rob's new comic book, Girls Heist Out. You can pick up a copy at your friendly local comic shop. Otherwise, if that's not open to you, you can check out the publisher, Darby Pop. We'll have that link in the description for you. Feel free to grab it. Thanks so much to Exandroid for the music. The song is entitled 612, and we really enjoyed that. And thanks so much to Jenny for joining us for this episode. This girl is heisted out.